Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Yat'e, journey with Native art voices of the Four Corners and me, Vinaya Yazzi, where we will trek into the Native artist dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native art voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and noted author Ron Price is back with me here in the studio for our weekly series about life in the sandbox. Good morning, Mr. Price. Good to have you here.
Good morning. What does noted mean, by the way?
I think someone wrote your name down on a pad.
That's probably it. I'm a noted author. Wait, I'm going to write my name down. There
That's
you are.
Right.
I'm
a, noted, you're a author. Noted author. That's There you are.
Well, thank you for that warm introduction.
You are welcome. We are going to start this week talking a little bit about germs and relationships?
Relationships are living organisms.
Okay.
And like any yes. organism, they can get sick on occasion and require attention. I used to go to a conference every year, eight years in a row. It was called Smart Marriage. And I learned so much from those conferences. And I learned that marriage is one form of relationship, a special form, obviously, but At the end of the day, although I hate that expression, relationships are relationships. It's one human being dealing with another human being, or more for that matter. And we need to learn how to get along, thus my Play Nice in Your Sandbox books. But I always went to trainings by folks from the PREP organization, Prevention and Relationship Education Program. And again, they've taken their marriage studies. They're from the University of Denver. They've taken their research from marriage and applied it to the workplace. Again, there's tremendous overlap. And they came up with four germs that will infect, sicken, and if not addressed, ultimately destroy any relationship at work, at home, anywhere. I added a fifth germ from another entity that I'll mention later. But Scott, let me put you on the spot here real quick.
Okay.
This is
I'm
not
ready.
Stump the host. I just want your opinion. When I say germs that infect, kill relationships, what do you think I may be talking about in terms of personal or professional relationships?
Misperception, I would say, maybe is one.
Absolutely.
Right.
In fact, that is close to one of them. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Jealousy. That's not one of the germs, but that's a great guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. But those are the two that come to my mind off the top of my head.
And a lot of people guess money, which
sure,
finances can be an issue. Usually it's a symptom of a troubled relationship rather than a cause, but that's a whole different matter. But I'm going to give you, we're going to start the five germs. We're not going to cover, let me see how we're doing. Yeah, we're not going to cover all five.
Sure.
I can go on for this in 2 hours. I do training in the workplace, and I love to have two and a half hours to go over these germs and the antidotes. But that's what I intend to do, Scott, is today and next week look at the germs, and then we'll start into the antidotes for the next however many weeks after that. Germ number one, escalation.
Oh.
If you're taking notes, that's E-S-C-A-L-A-T-I-O-N. Escalation occurs when little things become big things. I didn't like it when you did that. Oh, yeah, what about you? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Are you with me on this,
right.
Scott?
Yeah.
And after a while, I don't know what it is we're talking about, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with whatever started the discussion in the first place. Scott, I'm gonna out you to your audience. You have escalated with others in your life.
Probably.
Yeah. You want to get better than that? We've all done it. It's part of being human. We're not at our best 100%. There are times when we are going to escalate. as long as it's now and then, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It just means you're dealing with another human being at the appropriate time, say, you know what, I'm sorry, and move on. But if you're in a relationship, Scott, where every little thing blossoms into World War 7522, boy, after a while, somebody's going to say, I can't do this anymore. It's draining me. Goodbye. That's why people leave marriages. That's why siblings don't talk to each other, parents and children. Why work teams can't function together and ultimately somebody says, that's it, I'm not working here anymore. Escalation a little bit, don't worry about it a lot. Yeah, you better deal with it. And again, we'll cover that in the antidotes in coming weeks.
Okay.
The second germ is the one that you were pretty close to when you said misperceptions. It's called negative interpretations.
Ah.
Negative interpretations. And it's not just misunderstanding, misperceiving what the other has just said or done. You're sure they've got a negative motive. They're out to get you. Scott, you've done that. I've done that. All God's children have done that. And we're going to do it again.
Right, right.
It's all right. It's all right. Unless it's a regular basis. If you're in a relationship, Scott, any relationship where you're frequently and regularly being accused of stuff you know you're not doing, that's going to get old. Or you get to believe in the other really is doing those hateful, hurtful, spiteful, terrible things. You're going to say, I don't have to put up with this. Goodbye. I'm not going to live here anymore. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm not going to be in a relationship with you anymore. So escalation, negative interpretation, been there, done that. We'll do it again. Just keep it to a minimum. And again, stay tuned for the antidote so you can do it even less.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. That is the start of the germs conversation. We'll do more next week is what you're telling me, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about the antidotes coming up in a couple weeks.
If we cover the final three next week, or we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm not in a hurry, are you?
I am not.
All right.
No, I'll see you next week.
Good deal. Thanks, Scott.
Ron Price, he's here every Wednesday with me right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.